Halloween Haunt, where you come when you want to hear Halloween history, Halloween traditions, haunted stories, and poems. And here's your host, the Halloween Haunter.
Every Halloween, cute little ghosts and goblins, along with their parents, as well as annoying high school students, sometimes dressed up, sometimes not, go trick-or-treating around the neighborhood. As hard as the media has tried to scare the kiddies indoors with stories of razor blades and apples, and equally gruesome things done to candy, they still come. Why? To get candy, of course. But where did the tradition come from? Why a house-to-house pillaging of candy? Many believe the roots of the tradition are in 9th century Europe, where they had an annual custom on November 2nd called Soling. It started in the British Isles. For Christians, November 2nd was All Souls Day there back then, and they would go from house to house, begging for soul cakes. These cakes had nothing to do with rhythm and blues or Snoop Dogg. They were square pieces of bread with currants, and the folks begging would collect as many as they could, promising to say prayers on behalf of the donors. The more cakes they got, the more prayers. Sounds fair, right? Why all the prayers for the dead? As far as these people were concerned, folks who died went to limbo. Nothing to do with how low can you go. It's a place between the world of the living and a proper afterlife. Prayers could make the transition to the proper afterlife quicker. So they gave out those soul cakes like hot cakes. We hear that folks over there still go souling, especially in Ireland and some parts of Scotland and England. In America, people started begging from door to door in the early 20th century. And by the 1930s, they started to call it trick-or-treat. While tricks are often threatened, it's actually rare that tricks were pulled on unsuspecting people. That would be a good way to end the tradition, don't you think? In the late 1800s and early 1900s, pranks were played and vandalism committed. It got progressively worse into the 1930s. And many think the new tradition of trick-or-treating was encouraged to keep children from terrorizing neighborhoods on Halloween. But why do children dress up in costumes? That's a story for another time. If you have any questions for the Halloween Haunt, please visit halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.